We are going to focus on many of the issues that voters tell us are most important. Jobs.
Law and order.
Climate change.
Social security.
This next question comes from the public.
The biggest tax cuts.
Your schools are no good.
Immigration.
How can you unite a country?
Income inequality.
You have no job.
Gross national debt.
Pre-existing conditions.
Race.
You're living in poverty.
Uncertain issues.
Too much inequality.
Cyber attack.
Deportation.
The Supreme Court.
Discipline.
Let me repeat the question.
Okay.
So, let's begin.
It's a challenge every election cycle. How do you slice up the American electorate into groups that have meaning if you look at specific issues? Is there a way to really see how issues affect Americans in different communities? Answering this question is the mission of the American Communities Project that has divided the country into 15 distinct communities. Using these categories as a guide and a little of our own reporting, we've been pursuing an initiative we're calling Portrait of an American Voter. We're hearing your thoughts and concerns about the challenges facing our nation. It's not a scientific poll. It's more a personal, emotional exploration of how individual voters are making up their minds on issues from education and the environment to police brutality and PTSD. Up next, we hear from a voter in the big cities community type.
My name is Russell Ballinger. I'm 66 years old. I live in the Minneapolis-St. Paul community, and I would say I'm a community activist slash circle keeper. For the last 14 years, I've been doing work with offenders and ex-offenders. Minneapolis-St. Paul is 12 to 15% Black. That 50 to 55% of the people in our prisons are Black. Minnesota is number one in disproportionate minority contact in the United States. That means you're more likely to be touched by police and corrections here than anywhere else in the country. They call it the land of milk and honey, but that isn't true for all of us. So in 2010, I started the Circle of Peace movement so that we could begin to change the relationship we were having with our community corrections and police department. Every Monday, we sit down in a circle, we have a meal, and we began to have a community conversation. Yesterday was our 305th conversation. The police come, sometimes the judges come, very diverse group. I don't believe you'll see as diverse a group as this anywhere else. And we talk about the things that need to change. We talk about our families and the things we care about. We talk about what concerns us and what makes us afraid. We're hopeful that, and we think it's making a change. I think there's a lot more work that needs to be done, and that's kind of where we're at right now. We're bringing these things to the forefront, but I do feel like the community is being more and more connected. And I think that's been the problem for a long time also. We just weren't working together.
To hear all 15 voices featured in our Portrait of an American Voter project, head over to thetakeaway.org/voter.